I'd like to talk with you today a little bit about how we can meet some of the healthcare needs of the older geriatric population in rural communities through the Older Americans Act amendments that recently were passed last year. A couple of things I'd like to accomplish through this presentation is to share with you some of the policy changes of the Older Americans Act and how this perceptions of consumers play a role in meeting some of those changes, particularly in the area of health screenings. And then lastly, share with you some very surprising components related to oral health screening, which is something that seemed to come up in the findings. And I think it's really surprising that considering social service agencies were one of the target groups that we talked to, they were the least aware group of some of the kinds of health promotion needs for older adults. Okay, so let me tell you some of the backdrop to this. The Metropolitan Life Foundation recently funded a study called The Maturing of America, and in this study they've been really interested in looking at how do we prepare our communities for boomers that are up and coming. So the population that are 55 years of age and older, who will be soon accessing resources and services from the Older Americans Act. So that led the kind of rise to taking a look at, for me and my colleagues in the area agencies on aging, as to, you know, how could we begin to tap into what do consumers wanting, what do providers think are important, and what are some of the other resources in the community ready for in terms of some of these needs, and how do we prepare for the onslaught of these new amendments and what they're asking for. So we looked at that vis-a-vis the Healthy People 2010 objectives, and interestingly enough, in the areas that the study was conducted, the Healthy People 2010 objective priorities through the Health Department really didn't consider aging or older adult issues at all. And I think that's largely because people who are at the table in the public health arena may not necessarily have been spokespeople or stakeholders who are interested in aging-related issues. So I think it's really important to think about structurally when we look at developing area plans and meeting healthcare objectives that there are people at the table who represent all stakeholder groups. And lastly, we use the rubric of the health belief model to take a look at some of the health beliefs and predisposing factors such as demographics and perceived seriousness and susceptibility. And so this is just an overview of the health belief model, and in the interest of time I'm not going to go into it, but just to share with you that we did use this as a backdrop in our theoretical framework. Well, in the most recent Older Americans Act amendments that were passed last October in 2006, they call for the development of health promotion centers. And this changes the previous definition of some of what we're asking for in the Older Americans Act in terms of services, because they're asking for evidence-based services and services delivered based on evidence that there's a need. Within this amendment, it really expands the examples of chronic disease that we have previously been looking at, and it also adds to health promotion activities to include things like fall prevention, physical activity, and improved nutrition. So the health promotion centers would be a freestanding kind of entity. The way that program would be developed is still yet to be decided, but as a beginning stage of this, we really wanted to take a look at, so what would be the kinds of priorities we'd want to look at in terms of screenings and assessments. In terms of some previous studies that have been done, it's been found that baby boom cohort, of course, are more demanding of dental care as part of their overall health. And as we have seen in some previous reports, like the Surgeon General's report on oral health, oral health is very much a determinant of one's general overall health. So this was followed up by Green and Company, who looked at perceptions of boomers and their perceived health care needs. And they found that, this group found that boomers were much more concerned about health promotion issues and screening issues than any other group previously. Potter and Jurkowski suggest that there's a limited exchange of information across professions. So social work tends to have a limited interchange or interaction with oral health professions. So that really limits the kind of oral health interplay that we as social workers and our colleagues seem to infuse in our assessments, etc. And lastly, Chen, Cohen, and Kassin found that the baby boomer cohort were going to be more demanding of medical care than any of the other cohorts previously seen. So this study then set out to try and understand the perceptions of various stakeholders regarding healthcare screenings for an older adult population who live in rural communities, and really wanted to look at what were some of the similarities and differences in terms of these healthcare screening needs within an older adult population. So how was this conducted? Well, a pencil survey, was administered through a number of different target groups through face-to-face meetings. And there were 29 Likert item scales that were included in this particular study. However, I only am reporting on 4 of the items in this particular piece of paper today. In total, we had 256 subjects, and they were comprised of either older adults from nutrition sites, homebound elderly receiving home-delivered meals, members from a faith-based community, and social service providers. The locations were all defined as rural based on the U.S. Census definition of communities that were less than 2,500 people or frontier communities, and we did differentiate between ensuring that we had a sample of that less than 5,000 people. And we took this was carried out within a 3-month period in a collaborative relationship between local area agency on aging and a local university. Okay, so let me tell you overall about our demographics. Overall, the average age was 78. The majority were female, 86% were white, widowed, and married were the primary marital status that responded. Primarily we had women, as in 82% were female, and the majority of our respondents in terms of education had a less than high school education. In the entire sample, we looked at 4 specific areas of health screening, and on a Likert scale of 1 to 4, 4 being most important, within the entire sample, diabetes and cholesterol screening were seen as most important, followed by blood pressure, then falls prevention and oral health. And I think it's kind of interesting to see that all of these scored an overall mean of 3.0 or greater, which means 3.0 was important, 4.0 was very important. And the percentage as finding important, that reveals those that saw it as being very important or important. Our homebound individuals, if you look at the way they perceived screenings, they looked at diabetes and cholesterol as being somewhat important, but as you can see, the mean scores on oral health and falls prevention were significantly less. Oral health was perceived as important 70% of the time, but their mean score was only 2. The cohort in the homebound group, the average age was 80. The majority of the homebound folks still were white, although 30% of the population was African American. These homebound individuals tended to live in isolated rural farm-based communities, and the majority were women. Faith-based church individuals were asked, I think a congregation was approached, and of the individuals that responded, it was very interesting to see that all 4 areas of these results were perceived to be as significantly important. There was no mean less than 3.5, as you can see, and oral health from this group was at the top of the list. 3.7 was their average. In terms of social service providers, we see a little bit of a different picture. Diabetes and cholesterol screening is still seen as most important, along with blood pressure screening, with a mean score of 3.3. However, oral health and falls prevention were seen as significantly less important, with a mean score of 2.6. And I found this particularly surprising because social service providers were people who would be representative of case managers. And I would have expected the falls prevention to be somewhat higher, or probably at the highest of the entire in the entire kind of spectrum from social service providers. So this to me was quite a surprise. In terms of rural elders, this was a group of people who attended senior nutrition sites. And so when we look at their results in terms of the screening, they're all pretty much even. Diabetes, cholesterol, of course, is the highest, followed by blood pressure. But falls prevention and oral health are seen almost in the same realm, 3.2 versus 3.1 as a mean score. When you look at the percentage of individuals who saw this as being important, of course oral health was a little less important in terms of 73% of the population that were sampled thought it was important or very important. But nonetheless, the mean score still was in the range of the important to very important. So overall, I just want to compare then these four items and take a look at how those results carried out. In terms of oral health, the churches and faith-based communities saw that as being most important for an older adult population, followed by frontier elders, then older adults from meal sites, home-delivered meals, but least important were perceived by the social service providers or case managers. In terms of blood pressure screening, once again, the churches and faith-based communities saw this as being the most important and significant, followed by frontier elders. These are people who are living in communities of 5,000 or less. The older adults, social service providers, and seniors from the small rural communities all had an average mean about the same 3.3. Home-delivered meals saw it as being least, had the lowest mean in this regard, but it was still perceived as important. In terms of diabetes and cholesterol screening, once again, all of these were perceived as important, but interestingly enough, the churches or faith-based community had a higher mean and saw it as being more important than the other groups that we had sampled from. And once again, social service providers had the lowest mean in next to the least perception of important. 83% saw this as being important as compared to the home-delivered meals. So when we look at these results, it leaves us with a few conclusions. And one is that it was surprising that the church and faith-based entities placed a higher value on oral health screening, while social service providers, case managers, and, you know, ironically, the people that are part of our professional identity saw it as really limited in importance. Part of it might be simply because it hasn't been traditionally a part and parcel of our assessment process. And although in the literature, falls prevention is often really seen as very important for the consideration of high cost of rehabilitation, it's really surprising to me that social service providers and case managers really didn't see it as being as important as an area for screening and prevention as you would think it would be, given what we know about the associated costs. So it leads me to a few items for follow-up, and one is that there's probably a concerted effort that needs to be made in terms of the importance of health screenings, and probably within the social service provider category and social workers in particular, we need to really think about some continuing education workshops or educational sessions that really target the emphasis of the importance of screenings and assessment and include oral health, especially if we're looking at health promotion. And as we look at trying to implement the Older Americans Act through Centers for Health Promotion, we probably need to target some of the areas that haven't been traditionally looked at, like oral health screenings. And we probably need to also take a look at providing these things within the framework of a health belief model. So looking at perceived susceptibility, perceived seriousness, and barriers to receiving those services. A couple of limitations I want to mention. The sample consisted solely of rural agencies, consumers, and providers, and it's a small sample. We have an add to this, so we now have about 500 subjects, but I did not report on these today. And the measurement instrument could have been more sensitive in terms of examining subspecific items. Diabetes and cholesterol screening were coupled together, and those are really two separate items, and they should have been divided on the screening form. So lastly, I guess, in terms of recommendation, we'd really like to see health screenings and the concept of health screenings included in the realm of the kinds of training and curriculum that we get as social service providers and as social workers, and probably look at some kind of health screenings that are part of routine health exams, especially if that will be delivered eventually through Centers for Health Promotion as a result of the Older Americans Act amendments. And then lastly, looking at revising policies for Medicare and Medicaid and private insurance to assure that we do have some kind of oral health screenings and those are reimbursed. And probably looking also at marketing the importance of health screenings similarly to what is done with other health concerns would probably help alleviate this problem. And also just targeting the importance of understanding oral health and false prevention as components of one's general health and impending threats to one's overall health. Thank you.